This is our first segment of Take a Hike, and I have in studio with me David Wallace. He's representing the Utah Native Plant Society and Cache Hikers. And David, you have a passion for botany and hiking. Where did that come from?
Well, stems clear back from my days in high school, but I majored in botany when I was going to college. That's not been my profession, but I've kept it as a hobby. I've maintained a relationship with the Utah Native Plant Society. I'm a lifetime member and a board member with them. And also hiking. I love the outdoors. I backpack. I get out as much as I can, and the two work very well together.
You've got a flower, and we're going to be doing this over the next little while, having you come in and talk about different hikes and flowers you might see along the way. And coming out or out right now is a particular flower that's of interest because most people wouldn't know to look for it. It's not that common.
The plant that I'm going to talk about today is the blue camas. Now, that's the name of Camas, Utah, so obviously it's been in this area. But I don't see it very much, and I didn't see it very much until I moved up to Logan 15 years ago, and I was delighted to find it in our local mountains.
And so what is a blue camas? I've heard of death camas that I had from a class that I took at Utah State, but I'm not familiar with the blue camas.
Well, the blue camas is a lily, and it has a superficial resemblance to death camas. The flowers are a little larger, and they're blue. It grows in huge fields in the Northwest, in Idaho and Western Montana, for example, and the Indians use it as an important food product. In fact, they use it to supply Lewis and Clark to help them with some of their travels. In fact, it's so valuable to the Indians in that area that they fought wars over it. But here, it's just it grows at occasional spots, and as I mentioned, I was delighted to be able to find it.
So where would you find it?
It grows in wet meadows, the areas that had to be wet during the spring. And here, the place I want to talk about is in Logan Canyon and the right-hand fork up a little trail called the Cottonwood Trail. The little Cottonwood Trail, I have to clarify that. There's a regular Cottonwood Trail elsewhere in Logan Canyon. But this little Cottonwood Trail goes up to, after about a mile and a half or so, you encounter a wet meadow. And in mid-June, early to mid-June, you're likely to find the camas growing there.
And where is this trail located? You said it's the little Cottonwood Trail. And how do you get there?
Well, if you're familiar with Logan Canyon, you would drive from the Logan side toward Bear Lake. And I didn't check the mileage exactly, but when you get to the right-hand fork, and you may recognize the right-hand fork, there's a house that's actually built right off the side of the road at that location.
So just before you cross the river on your right side, there'll be a road that takes off. And this is before what a lot of people would call the middle portion of the canyon.
Yeah. It's before it climbs up to the higher elevation, before the dugway. You turn right there. It's a paved road for a couple of miles, and you'll get to the old girls' camp, the Camp Lomia. And here, if you took the right-hand fork, you'd end up going over the mountain, up Colleague Canyon, and coming out at Blacksmith Fork Canyon. But instead, take the left-hand fork, and you'll drive perhaps a mile, come to a parking area and a trailhead. Now, most people would continue going east up the right-hand fork towards Old Ephraim's Grave or Steel Hollow or maybe Willow Creek. But what I'd ask you to do is to turn around and go back about 100 yards where there's a corral. And at that corral is the site of the trailhead for the Cottonwood Trail. And if you hike up it, as I mentioned, about a mile and a half, you'll come to a little Cottonwood Spring and the meadows.
And so how long is this trail if you take the whole trail?
If you just go up and back, you'll be there within a mile and a half. And what I like to do is make a loop. Say either going up the next trail, which is Mon Hollow, and going up to the meadow area above and then coming down through past Little Cottonwood Spring, or reverse the direction. Either one works. And that would be about 5 miles, 5 or 6 miles if you did the whole trip.
The whole thing. But if you just went up to where this blue camas is growing, it's about a mile and a half. What would be the elevation gain for that?
Oh, it'll be just a couple hundred feet elevation gain. I think, as I recall, you start around 5,600 feet, and that's probably around 6,000, so maybe 400 feet to that location.
Okay, so not too much an elevation gain, so it wouldn't be that difficult of a hike.
No, but I will warn you, I haven't checked it this year, but it had some water damage in the lower part of the trail. That's technically a motorcycle user trail. And I honestly don't know how they can get up there if it's unless that damage has been fixed. But just be aware of that. Once you get past that portion, it'll be a fine trail.
Anything else that you would see along the trail? Anything, other things to look at?
Well, this is a nice hike because it goes through several different habitats. So you'll see open sagebrush plants below. And this time of year, we might see larkspur, for example, maybe some of the milk vetches, probably see some balsam root. But as you get higher up, it becomes the wet meadow, and you'll see the yellow violets. I know that's a contradiction in terms, but it's another one of my favorite plants, the yellow violets and the blue camas in the wet areas. And if by some chance you're too early for the blue camas, you can go a little higher, and you're likely to see things like the yellow fritillary that I like as well.
And so you'll see the blue camas in the more moist meadows.
Right.
And early June to mid-June,
yes,
approximately.
Yes, as I recall.
How long do these flowers stay out once they open?
They only stay out about a week or two. And we have to realize that with our native plants, their job is to do their business and get a life going. The plants we have in our gardens have been selected to maintain the blooms far longer than nature would prefer. So we're in their world when we look at natives.
So with the blue camas, it has a bulb like a tulip. It looks like a small onion bulb.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's about a half an inch in diameter or so. It comes back every year, obviously, from that bulb.
What's the blooming doing then for the flower? Does it actually form seed?
Yeah, it forms seed.
Okay.
My observation, I don't see clusters of them. So I'm just guessing at this, but I'm thinking it probably reproduces mostly by seed rather than by division of the bulb. But that's speculation right now.
And we'll have a map on our website so that people can look to it. We'll also have a link to Cache Hikers because there's some additional descriptions of other hikes and things that are available. But this sounds like a great flower to look for. What color? It's blue, but what color of blue are we looking for?
It's a lighter blue. It's not a deep royal blue, but a sky blue, almost a light sky blue.
And is in this particular area, is it a whole meadow full of them, or is it just one particular section?
The place I'm talking about, there by the Cottonwood Spring, and you'll recognize it, by the way, because it's been dammed up, and there's a little pond there where the spring is. So just uphill from the spring is where the meadows start, and it's widespread throughout there. It could be anywhere in a quarter-mile circle there at that point.
Well, thank you very much for coming and doing this. We look forward to hearing more from you in the future.
Well, thank you. This has been a pleasure.
All right. Thanks, David.